Mormon chapter 2. In the beginning of this, we learn that Mormon is made the leader of their armies at 16. And again, we can see the wickedness of our day, and that when we read this, we marvel at the greatness of Moroni, of Mormon, because he was made the leader of the people at such a young age and of his great stature. Again, we're looking only at men, and we're looking at the values of the world to say what makes a man great, and it reflects our great wickedness. In verses 2 through 5, it says that the armies of the Nephites is driven back for 4 years, and that they do not repent. And that as they look throughout the land, there's just Lamanites and robbers throughout the land. So then it says that they do not repent. But again, the idea is that obviously the Lamanites were brought against them, and seeing the Lamanites throughout the land and all the robbers, this would inspire others to repent, but it doesn't inspire them to repent. So then it says that the Lamanites bring 44,000 against the Nephites, and the Nephites beat them. And it says that as they look on to this great destruction that went on, and they look throughout the land, that the Nephites desire to repent of their iniquity. And it says it's because they cannot hold on to what they have or their treasures or anything because of the robbers in the land and the own thieves amongst them and the magic arts. And when we say the magic arts, if we try and relate to that today, recognizing that this is their time and their circumstances, but the same sort of a feeling applies today, and that. Again, what can we do with our property? Where do we put it? Do we put it into stocks or into banks or into bonds or precious metals? What do we do with it? Every place we put it, then all of a sudden that goes bad, and everyone is losing their fortunes in real estate, and they just can't. No matter what they put it into, right and left, the people are losing their fortunes, and they can't hold on to it. It's the same sort of a thing as today, and again, the people. As it said here, they want to repent, but they don't really want to turn unto the Lord. They just recognize that they begin to recognize that their iniquitous ways is what's got them into this fix. And so it's even as today, that people will slowly begin to wake up as prosperity goes. We haven't lost prosperity yet, but as prosperity goes, and we see that the government can take our property at will or do whatever they want, and we really don't own anything, and we see the problems that are caused and the threats that are upon us, then we'll say, oh, I wish that we would have stood up for the Constitution, or that we wouldn't have got all hung up in these Babylonian business ways and let the banks take over and so on and so forth. But the point is that you don't want to turn to the Lord. You just want to repent of the evil that has got you into the fix. And it says in verse 14, as we do today, they will curse God. Well, again, it implies they had a church and they claimed to believe in God, but then when things started going bad, they started to accuse God and say, God, why aren't you taking care of us? Why aren't you supporting us? Even as today, when things start falling apart, the Mormons will run around saying, gee, what's wrong with us? Why aren't you supporting us? And they'll begin to be angry with their God. They will not, as the people then, the people today, will not come unto Jesus with broken hearts and contrite spirits. Do we do that? Even when we receive talks in church about that, they twist the meaning of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Again, is that what you want? And when we have these problems, do you go to the Lord, recognize it's your problem, you're sorry what you did? You will now follow the Lord, and that you miss His love. Do you recognize love? Have you did enough? Have you studied Him enough so that you can even feel and understand His love, so that you can have a broken heart? But no, again, as today, they go to the church, they go to the leaders, they go to everywhere else, and they ask for God's support, but they refuse to humble themselves before the Savior. Well, then it says, beginning in verse 15, that they have 14 years of bloodshed. And it says that the mercy and the grace of God is no longer with them, and that they are on their own. Even as today, they have rejected the Lord. They do not want the Spirit of the Lord. They do not want the Lord to rule and reign over them. They don't want the Lord to tell them how to create Zion. They want to be part of this world, and therefore, having rejected the Lord, they are on their own. And so then it says that they begin to be driven by the Lamanites. And as they're driven to a place where Mormon can go and get the plates of Nephi. He gets them and he engraves upon them the records that we now have right now. The important thing to note is he only got the plates of Nephi. There are still plenty of records that could come forth to teach us of many things of their day. It then says that they stop fleeing and then they stand against the Lamanites and they beat the Lamanites. And then they begin to take their march to regain their land, and they beat the Lamanites, and they beat the robbers throughout the land. And after a time, they then make a treaty in which they are given a land for their possession or a portion of the land that they can then live on.